It's the Miguel Show, uncensored. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Miguel Fuller. This is Holly O'Connor.
Hola.
And there is producer Jared Day.
Sup.
Not D-A-Y-D-E-Y.
Yes.
Yeah, just because you probably don't want all your information out there.
Oh, that's fine.
We've been off for a week because we had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did.
Holly, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I was beginning to get sick on Thanksgiving, and I'm just now getting over it. Mm-hmm. So it was like a whole mess of just being sick. But I did get to spend it with family and friends, so that was
okay.
good.
That's
we
good.
Went to, it was me, my mom, Maya, and Chris, and we went to our friend Jackie and Chad's house in the evening and had a whole big Thanksgiving, so that was good.
Oh, that sounds fun. Was it awkward being at Thanksgiving with your almost ex-husband?
Gosh.
Does that sound weird?
Yep, it really does. And no, it really wasn't, because the two of us are, I feel like, honestly, in such a good space right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't weird at all. Like, you know, I see him almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't seem out of the ordinary. And I really have, we haven't really discussed what's happening for Christmas, but I have plans on fully spending Christmas with him too.
Okay.
So that's something I think to be excited about, glad about.
Is that
I guess.
A good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know, actually, now that I think about it, but I'm taking it as a really good thing because
okay.
I can't imagine the alternative
mm-hmm.
where there would be hostility and anger, because I think that would be the alternative.
Right.
Like you mm-hmm. are, you feel upset and angry and mad, and I don't. So I feel like, but I can't speak for him. So I don't, this is all just me.
Right.
And I would not dare to speak for how he's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good thing.
That's interesting, because I was just listening this morning to the morning show I grew up with from Atlanta, The Burt Show.
Oh, right.
And he was talking about he just spent his first Thanksgiving, because he's going through a divorce as well with his wife of, mm-hmm. like, I think 20 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they've been married a long, long time.
Yeah, and so he was just saying how apparently he was supposed to have the kids for that weekend, but he, because since he doesn't have, like, a family unit, like his mom and his father's passed away, like, they were just never together, and he learned how to be a family from his wife. He didn't want to take that away from them, even though it was his weekend to have the kids, and so he let them go with their her family to wherever, I don't know where they live, and so then he went to Mexico with some friends and
oh.
was like,
oh.
I just need to, like, sort of be away, and I don't want to just be lonely. And so I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's why I was curious how you all handled Thanksgiving. And I wonder, like, which one, like, should he have gone and spent it with them? Or is it healthier to, like, just to show that there's a separation? I don't know what the right answer is.
I think it's different for everyone. And
right.
however your family works it. Like, here's my example of a, I don't even know what you call it, a mixed family, I guess,
mm-hmm.
growing up, is that my dad, for the first maybe couple of years, didn't come to our family stuff. But after my mom and dad got past some of, you know, whatever had gone wrong with them, because my parents were divorced,
mm-hmm.
my dad came to everything.
Mm. Was it weird?
Not at all.
Mm.
Like, that's what, to me, it's not weird.
Gotcha.
And so
okay.
for my daughter, and now keep in mind, I don't know, this is the first year. This is the first holiday season that everything is happening, and it's still so new.
Mm-hmm.
I think for, and I will speak for Chris here, is that for the both of us, we'll probably try to keep as much normalcy as we can
right.
through these holidays, because that's what you do. That's what I do.
Right.
I can't say what it's going to be like moving forward in the years to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to tackle that when they come. I can't.
Yeah, you
make
can't.
Plans.
There's no. You can't be like, well, when Maya turns 16,
no.
we will just take her from house to house.
I don't even know. I don't profess to want to know.
Right.
But for now, I think we're just doing it the best we can. But from my experience growing up, it was really awesome that everyone was still able to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in such a place of okayness right now,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, that I think it's good that we are keeping everything kind of similar.
Okay.
Now, it'll be different in that, you know, probably what we would have done if, you know, we weren't, this divorce wasn't happening, we would have, maybe this would have been a Christmas that we would have gone up to Ohio.
Mm.
I'm not getting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Chris is working a lot, so we would have gone to see, like, his family in Panama City. We're not going to do that,
right.
obviously. So what we will do, and this is my kind of thinking, anyway, on my side, of what will happen for Christmas, is that we'll just have it, you know, very tight-knit right here at this house here.
That makes sense. Yeah. Just to sort of keep it right here.
Right.
In that moment.
None of us have any other plans.
Yeah.
So why would... I don't want him to have to spend Christmas alone. If he's not planning on going to Panama City.
Right.
I don't want him to spend Christmas alone.
Jeez.
Here's what I'm having a problem with. Here's where it's been a little tough. Is I put up all of the Christmas decorations this past weekend. And... Christmas is such, for me, a ritualistic thing. You put the tree up and you get all the ornaments out. And we're not a family that like redoes a tree every single year. Mm-hmm. Like my Christmas tree has very specific memories tied to it. And that's where the ornaments come from. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, we're going to do red ornaments this year. We're going to do purple this year. We're going to have a black tree this year.
Oh. A black tree?
I don't know.
Wait, who has a black tree?
I thought you had a black tree.
No, I have black
That's
ornaments.
Racist.
Oh.
I know. Like, what, are black trees for black people? Because I never had one growing up.
I thought, like,
who has a black tree?
I've seen black trees.
What is, I've never, can we Google a black tree? Hold on, before we get, I'm just curious.
Like, you said you had a sexual tree, and for some reason in my head, it was like a black tree with silver ornaments, but now that I think about it, it's silver, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I have silver and, white and black and silver ornaments on it with silver tinsel, and then I have like a silver star.
Okay, I mean, you could buy a black Christmas tree. See? I haven't pulled up.
You could.
Wait,
it's
can
awkward.
You? Hold on, let me. You,
I feel like that's Miguel's next step on his downward spiral of I hate Christmas.
Wait, hold on, I want to see.
Yeah, just check that out.
I mean, it doesn't look bad. Like, it doesn't. When you say black tree, like, I thought it meant like you had like black Jesus on it.
No.
And
I
like
meant,
Black
I
Mary
meant,
and like all like
by the way
the,
they're Middle Eastern, so they're probably pretty dark colored.
They are, and like the three wise men are like from the hood, and it's like
no!
That's what I just imagine, and
no.
It's just
I mean, meant like the actual needles on the tree are black.
I think
this is not going well. Why it gotta be needles? That's messed up.
What are you saying? They shooting up heroin? Is that what you're saying, Holly, for the black Christmas tree? I mean, how many... Are you gonna hang watermelon from the Christmas tree as well? The Kool-Aid man's the star?
This has really taken a turn. This has taken a dramatic turn. But as a side note, I'd really love to see that tree.
I mean, I really want to see someone with the Kool-Aid man, the grape Kool-Aid.
On top of the tree.
Like, instead of a star, it's a Kool-Aid man.
And you have, like, a nativity with Black Mary, Black Jesus, Black Joseph.
And there's
no,
a caddy.
I was just going to be so racist.
I don't even want to know. Wait, what were you going to say, Holly?
Oh, God.
Wait, do you want me to say it or it's really bad? It's so bad. People are going to hate me.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, if you had the...
No, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Say you would have... No, it's...
No, say it. You have
it's
to say it
now.
It's the Uncensored Podcast.
If you had the Black Nativity, you have the Black Baby Jesus and the Black Mary, but you probably wouldn't have Black Joseph.
Oh, wow.
Oh, tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's messed up.
Wow, I don't have a dad. That's how mine would look.
I'm all wrong. Where Joseph at in the Black Nativity scene? You know those wise men coming to be like, hey, girl. Wow.
All right.
I don't really know where to go from there. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what's going on with your Christmas tree, Holly? With your white Christmas tree?
Oh, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Let me just get my wits back together. What I was saying before all of that, that may be my favorite podcast moment that's ever happened. was that it's just been a little weird for me because I'm getting out all the ornaments. Like there was one from 2010 when that year it was the first year that we were married, and I had decided that for gifts for everybody, instead of buying everybody stuff, I was going to craft ornaments for everyone.
Oh, I remember that.
You may still have yours. I would hope that you do.
I do. Actually, I was, you know what? When I was putting up my ornaments, I was like, didn't Holly make me an ornament?
I did.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, that's just really fantastic. I spent a lot of time on those, as you know, because we live together.
That's true.
And I pulled that one out, you know, and it's like got the date and I have like glitter on it and it's like for the two of us. And then there's a lot of ornaments with like our pictures and there's just ornaments from, you know, the 5 years that we've been together, seven. So I was like, I don't know what to do with these. And I'm just in such a weird place right now. Like, because I got my Hanson Christmas on and I'm putting the tree up and I'm like, what do I do? So I put him up. I don't know if that was the right move or not.
I think it is. I mean, I think because I look at it in a very not as important way, but when people ask, like, should you delete pictures of your ex on Facebook after it? Like, that's still your past. That's part of your history.
That's
who I am. Exactly.
Oh, no, I delete those right away.
Oh.
No, not at all. You're supposed to keep those. And especially, I feel like, you know, once Maya gets older, you know, you still want to explain to her the love that you and Chris had and how your friendship grew into a relationship, and that you want to be like, well, this one is from this time, this one is from this time. So she doesn't think that, like, well, mommy and daddy have always, you know, hated each other, which that's not the case for you two now.
No, it's not.
But you want her, I feel like that would be healthy to say, hey, these are two people that came together. They realized that way they weren't meant for each other, but we're still friends and we love you, and here's our past. I think, to me, that's how I would look at it.
I think that's how I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
You should.
And I mean, that's how I decided to do it this year, too. I mean, because that after I put the tree up, you know, Chris came over that evening and Maya was so excited. She's showing him the tree. She's showing him the nativity scene, which was not a black nativity scene. I'm sorry. But he's like, oh.
Rope.
He was like, well, is daddy on the tree? I was like, you are. You are on the tree. There's that thing that we got you that 1 year for your softball stuff. He was like, oh, well, thanks. And I thought he appreciated it, too. I mean, I don't know if what I'm going through, what the two of us are going through, is like most people's divorce.
I think that you have to I don't think you can look at other people's divorces.
No, I don't really want to. And no. I kind of feel like I'm reinventing how... Yeah, most people see it.
Well, you have to look, you have to, just with anything in your life, you have to sort of look with inside of yourself and trust your gut that you're making the best decision at the time.
Yeah.
And sort of look at everything and say, all right, at this moment, we're going to pivot left because that's what it feels like. When everyone else, when they got divorced, may have pivoted right, but I feel like you know your situation because every single situation is different. Nothing's the same because there's so many factors that you have to take into account for it, you know?
Right. No, there is. And so I feel better. I think, thank you for that. Because I feel like, you know, I was like, should I be doing this or that? But there really is no should you do one or the
Absolutely.
Other.
You know what? I think that's one of the things as I'm getting older, which I'm starting to realize is frustrating to me about being an adult, is that there are all these expectations that we have that we put on ourselves that no one else does because no one, like, who would judge you on your Christmas tree? Like, would be like, girl, you dumb bitch. Why do you have your ex's ornament? Nobody's going to judge you on that. And it's none of their business. And so I feel like this for me is getting me to a place to where I don't give a fuck what anyone says anymore. That I'm finally like, I'm going to live my best life the way I know how to live it. Because you know what? At 10 o'clock at night when I'm sitting in my room by myself, no one else is there. No one else is going to make me feel better except for the decisions I make for myself.
Yeah, do you, boo. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. All the money on my mind. Oh, man.
I was getting up, and every time I step up in the building. And you know, and I think.
I want that song to play when I'm putting on my Christmas tree from now on. And they stay there.
And they say, yeah. So I just think it's just like several things that have just been happening. And then there's a friend of mine that's sort of going through a process of coming out
right now.
And I just found out about that over the Thanksgiving, before that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and just sort of helping him through stuff. And then just with my own personal things, that it's just like, fuck everyone else.
No, you do. You, and I'm trying hard to live that daily, but you sometimes get sucked into your own little world.
You do.
And you forget. But you need to remind yourself, like, Miguel, this is why I love that we're such close friends, is that you help remind me of this. And like the people in your life that you have as good friends, you need to turn to them to help you remind yourself, because it really is all about what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else, anything that they say to you, that's a reflection of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through that a lot with this process that I'm going through. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, sometimes people unintentionally will say hurtful things, even though they don't mean them to be hurtful.
Right.
Or you know, I feel them. I'm like, ooh, that was like a little prickly for me. They don't mean it that way. And then I have to remember, that's their experience. Mm. That's how they're viewing my situation from their eyes.
Exactly.
And so that's the only reaction they can have.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that what you're doing is not right for you for yourself.
Yeah. Not at all.
So, you know, you're right. I'm just going to do it how I feel like it. Yeah. Jared?
I mean, I wanted to chime in because, like, I'm going through a bunch of stuff in my personal life that you guys know about.
Yeah.
Oh,
where
well, we're not going to talk about it
yet. Well, and it's like, it's stuff I can't really talk about at the moment, but it also makes me go, I just want to skip Christmas. I don't want to deal with this.
Oh, man. Why, Jared, do you want, that's, I mean, a hard spot to be in.
We have to talk about this delicately because, yeah, you know, when you're dealing with other people, mm-hmm. you don't want to, you know, until everything is processed.
Yeah, and much like Aline Holly used when we were talking about the divorces, like, they're not here. They can't speak about
themselves.
What's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, it's one of the weird things. Like, I like Christmas. I don't know if I want to. I'm not in the whole spirit of it this kind of year. It's
what? Ah, okay. I have to think. I'm trying to word these questions properly.
And I feel like Christmas is coming at a bad time for Jared.
Yeah, I get it. What do you feel it would help for you to skip Christmas?
It's one of those things where there's a big to do. There's a lot of everybody come together kind of thing.
I'm sorry.
I was drinking Holly, water.
That water sounded like really crazy.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, Jared.
No, there's like a big come together and like mm-hmm. everybody's cheerful about the entire thing where at the moment it's like, things aren't perfect. So
now do you feel like you could also use Christmas as a moment to sort of reconnect with family and other people that you may have not been around for a long time? That it doesn't necessarily have to be focused on the situation that you're dealing with
sure.
right now, that you can sort of take Christmas to sort of re-energize yourself in other facets of love and relationships and family.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I haven't talked about this. I mean, you guys know, like, my family, like, my mom's been very sick recently. So it's one of those things where I don't get to see them. I could possibly do something like that. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's an awkward time of the year, I
right.
guess.
Mm-hmm. No, is. I get it. I mean, and that's what I've struggled with for years. And Holly has heard me talk about it forever. Is, you know, like, I love my mom dearly and my family, but I haven't always felt the most connected to them.
Sure.
And so I've always sort of felt like an outsider when it came to the holidays. Like, I felt like when I would go back, I remember like going to school after the holidays and everyone would be like, my family and I, we sang carols and we did this and that. And I'm like, we go to Uncle David's house, we eat food, we get our presents, and then we leave. And it's like, there's no, I don't feel any sort of like, I don't talk to my cousins, and poor things, they try to call me and we talk sometimes, but I don't know. It just feels so weird. Like, I don't know. I can't really put my finger, wrap my hands around it just yet. I don't know where I was going with that, but
maybe that is part of because of you being gay and you feel like, and you felt like in those formative years, you couldn't be yourself around your family, and so they don't really know the real you.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Is that maybe part of it?
No, that's true, because I remember when Holly and I started doing morning radio together, and that's when stations were streaming for the first time.
Mm.
And when our morning show, I remember my cousin listened to me one time, and she was like, I didn't know you were funny.
Oh.
Like, she seriously was like, I didn't know you, because when I'm around my family, I don't say a lot. Like,
right.
I just mm-hmm. I just sit in silence and I just sort of listen. And she was like, and so now a lot of my family listens and they're like, you were not like that with us at all.
Right, because you probably didn't feel safe.
Yeah, no, it's true, because I just, you know, when you're in the closet, you're just sort of like, I don't want anybody to judge me.
Yeah, exactly. And so maybe that's where that comes from for you.
It's true. And so that's why I think for you, Jared, I think maybe, because I have a feeling, even though like we're still getting to know each other, from what I sense from you is that you would tend to probably retreat. And instead of like
of
going around, like, you know, going to visit your mom and just sort of seeing, because she lives where?
Fort Lauderdale.
You know,
not that far.
Yeah, but that's not something that you can just go on a Wednesday to see her. But maybe I feel like you'd be like, well, I'll call her and see how she's doing.
Sure.
Instead of going down there, I think you should really like make plans now, because the situation you're going through now, like, you'll still be feeling after effects if everything goes the way, however things land, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that it would be good for you to sort of go and be around people that you haven't seen that you need to reconnect with. And if it's not your mom, maybe it's some friends that, like, I remember you telling me you have a best friend that lives.
He lives in, like, North Carolina now.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. But maybe that's something. I mean, you never know. I mean, I just don't want you to retreat.
Sure.
And then that'll just make you feel worse, because then when we come back from Christmas and then we're trying to work, you'll be all sad and stuff, and I don't know if I'll be able to deal with that. So I'll be like,
oh, so
together.
Really it's not about you, Jared.
Yeah, exactly.
How Miguel's going to feel about you at work. Way to make it all about you, Mr. Fuller.
No, but seriously, I'm just saying, I think that would be good for you.
Sure.
To sort of, because I really.
It's a change.
It is. I can't stress this enough, and I got this when I went to Atlanta to officiate my friend from college, her wedding. Is I after that part, and like I spent time with high school friends that I haven't seen in a while and got to reconnect with them, and then I spent a day with some of my college friends who I feel like that's like my between my college friends and my Panama City friends, like that's my family. Like if you had to create a new family with not just the one that you were born into, like those are my people. And it's always sort of just refreshing just to be around them. Like there's no deep discussions. There's no like, where are you in life right now? Like what's going on? It's just a lot of reminiscing about fun times and then just being around them because I still like who they are as humans. And sometimes when you live the life of day-to-day work, you're not around the people that you necessarily want to be with all the time.
Yeah.
Granted, sure. I am with Holly, but Jared, you're like, fuck these two bitches. Like, right. I got to be around these goddamn people that are always so fucking happy and singing bullshit songs all the time. Like, I can only imagine what you say in your head when we're just going on and on and on.
I would love it if we could go inside Jared's head.
Oh, we're not much there.
No. I'm going to say, Holly, I need to bring 60 seconds in our heads back. That actually might be really funny with Jared.
It might be. I feel like I'd want to include a lot of swearing.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
That would be fine. So maybe, we might need to bring that back.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. That's a bit we used to do.
Okay.
Where Holly would go inside our heads because she has this magical power.
I do.
And then she would go 60 seconds inside our heads about stuff that was just, it'd be like Christmas or Thanksgiving or.
Bitch, this is PPM. We're about to do 30 seconds inside your head. Okay.
We can do 60 seconds. That's 2 minutes each. Listen, wait a minute. No, we can still do 60 seconds because that's a 20-second setup about what we're talking about. Boom, mine. Boom, Jared, out.
Okay.
We can do it.
All right.
But when we used to do it, it would take like 10 minutes to do two people 60 seconds.
We'd have to do like, who would you on the way up to it? And then we do one and then ha, ha, talk about it. And then who would you up to the second one? Ha, okay.
Yeah, and when we say PPM, that's... That's just how we get ratings.
That's it.
That's how we get ratings.
It's a system.
It's a system, yeah. Just like you hear about Nielsen with a TV and all that. They talk about that. That's just how we get our report card. And so there's just a way that we do it in big cities that makes it a little more difficult to do things. So I think we should bring that back.
Okay.
Jared, be honest with me. Has there been a time that you have heard Holly and I talking or carrying on that you literally said to yourself, fuck this shit.
And then this music started?
Yeah. It's literally, no offense will be taken. You can be completely honest.
No. And I'll be completely honest about why. And it's because of where I came from in the past. Where that music and that tone went through my head from the moment the mics turned on to the moment I got in my house.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang, that's the word. I mean, we know what that's like.
So, no.
We know. We know. That's not a good environment to be in. Yeah.
Oh, dang. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad that we can provide a little bit of joy in your life.
Absolutely.
Well, I think I'm going to save this because we're at 23. I'm going to save this for the next podcast. Basically, Holly and I started working together with this other guy named Kramer, and we did a show with him in Panama City for a number of years. Then we did it here in Tampa at another radio station, Play 98.7. Rest in peace.
Today's best hits without the rap.
Without the Negroes.
Oh, okay? That's what it meant.
That's what it really meant. That's fine. Thank you, CBS. and so he was visiting this past weekend, and so Holly and I and your daughter Maya, we had lunch together. Well, him and I spent like 2 hours before we met you at lunch, and then we went back to my house after that, and then talked some more.
I wish I would have. have loved to have talked. I feel like when I have Maya anywhere, I can't really fully focus.
It's hard. It's. I felt so bad for you because you were like trying to eat and talk, and she was like, "Holy, she's like, can I have some milk?"
I know, right?
That's what it feels like when I see you with your daughter.
It's tough.
It's the 2-year-old.
It is. It's exactly fine. What it is. But anyway, I've said that I missed out on some of that reconnecting.
It did, because him and I also went to college together. So he's known me literally when I was like 19. Mm-hmm. So he's known me for a long time. He's seen me go through all sorts of phases. And one of those phases that we got to laugh about and we spent literally 30 minutes on was, because he was like, okay, you're 30. And you're still single, and you really haven't had a successful relationship. Where, like, granted, if you're single, that means that most of your relationships weren't successful, but you've never had one that, like, all the way through it, you were like, this is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Where there's always something. And he loves reminiscing. Like, that boy can just talk and talk and talk. So he literally made me go through every guy from when I met him.
What happens, though? He gets way too deep down into it.
We need to have him on the podcast because that bitch will dig some shit up. And he made me go through, like, from when we met, when I was a junior in college, all the way till now, and all these crazy ass situations I've been in with guys. I mean, it was nuts. Yeah. Like, after 30 minutes of just telling these stories, you just start to see a pattern of, like, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to picking guys. But I think, because there's just a couple of highlights.
Oh, did you take notes?
I did. Well, I went after that because I was like, wow, I really do need to keep track of this. Like, I may want to write a book one day about, like, because the shit that's happened to me in my dating life, it doesn't happen to a lot of people. Like, it's been nuts.
Yeah, you have a lot of crazy situations.
And so we're going to go over some of these on the next podcast, just because as I was telling some of these stories, I was like, it made me laugh, and then it made me like, is it ever going to happen, Holly?
Yes.
Is it?
It will. It will. Yes, girl.
I feel like it won't. It's fine.
It'll happen.
It's fine.
I mean,
what?
It's going to, I don't know why you want to take love advice from me right this minute, but it's going to happen.
I mean, you've been in it several times. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you obviously know what you're doing. Jared, you've been in love.
Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah.
It didn't end well.
Love's a bitch, man.
I don't feel like I have, so I just don't know. So, I don't know. That's a discussion for next week.
Let's dig into that next week.
Why do you look like you're about to?
Because it's exhausting. That's what it is. Is that, yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't have it in me. I already went through all the Black Jesus and everything. Like, I don't have it in me to get into love. Like, that is an exhausting topic because it's so, I mean, that's what it is. It's just,
Holly, what other things would the black Christmas tree have on it? It wouldn't have a father.
No, it wouldn't have a Joseph.
It would have certificates to Popeye's chicken.
Yeah. It would have hot sauce.
Oh, yes, it would. Mm. I love hot sauce.
I know.
God damn it.
I can't stop.
I really try not to be stereotypical.
I mean, it is what it is.
But I just love some chicken and some hot sauce.
Maybe it would have your pick.
It would pick my fro out, girl.
Yeah, that ornament and a pick ornament.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, we're done. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly for pretty much everything. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, whatever else there is. Radio Holly.
Producer Jared.
Twitter and Instagram, it's Nervous Jared. On Snapchat, it is Producer Jared.
Hashtag Nervous Nation.
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to go listen to Cam's Burning House and cry a little bit.
Oh, man.
I want to be part of hashtag Nervous Nation. I'm a
proud
member.
You are, right?
You can.
I'm a proud member. Okay.
There's no application process.
You just accept all.
That to be
pretty
nervous.
Much.
Just be nervous. All right. All of my social media is Miguel Fuller. If you have a question for us for the next podcast, you can ask us anything. We will answer it for you. Just email me, Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.